Interesting little tune. Nice way to start your day is from Alex Clare here at Sunny 101.9. All righty, it is early on a Monday morning. Let's get your work week rolling here today. Walter, as always, every other week or so, we find out what's going on in the fair city.
Yes, the city of Marquette, the Marquette City Commission, has a regular meeting coming up this evening. And that is at 6 o'clock at Commission Chambers, Marquette City Hall. City Manager Mike Angeli with us in the studio for a preview of an agenda that, it looks pretty short.
Mundane.
Yeah. Well, this is
about
one of those...
to say. I mean, this is the time of year. There's not a whole lot of sexy things going on in this joint.
No, it's kind of a standard. Lots of things, but under the consent agenda, there are a couple of business things that are being looked at, including some of the funding from the local tribes for the YMCA. That's part of an overall agreement, right?
Correct. But before I say anything else, I'd like to say to both of you, nice save on the wife. It was good. I think it's. Yeah, I'm not going to say anything more to screw it up.
Leave that pile that's over there.
Yeah. That's a good idea. Yes. Yeah,
but you're correct. The gambling casinos in Michigan, the tribes have we call it our 2% money, which is the money that they share with local communities. And ours goes through a process that. Goes through the commission. So the commission has to approve the grant application, which then goes on to whichever tribe is being solicited. And then the person applying for the grant is then later on receives the grant.
City serves as a pass-through agency. So to make sure it gets to the proper place. A lease agreement for some space at City Hall. This has been ongoing, but it's just to renew it.
Yeah, we've had this this law enforcement agency in the city halls for probably, 4 or 5 years now, and we need to renew the lease every 3 years. So.
It's for the Upper Peninsula Substance Enforcement Team.
Correct.
One item under new business, basically, is that there is an update on the water use ordinance. You're going to have a review with that. What's the plans there?
Well, we every so often we hire a legal team or a law firm, as it is in this case, to go through our ordinances to make sure that they comply with all the latest requirements from either the DNR or Eagle in this case, just to make sure that we're up to date, we're doing what we need to do, and not in any form of violation.
I asked you something off microphone here, Mike, and the answer is about the direction I figured it was going to go with the milder winter this year. Is that a savings to municipalities when you don't have to do as much snow work?
It is. We save on maintenance, obviously. You know, the equipment isn't run as hard.
Right.
Overtime is something we save on. And, we generally, because there's less work, we're able to save in sure. certain areas.
Yeah. It makes sense. I mean, we're all kind of like talking that way. Many in Marquette, in the Marquette area, you barely run snowblowers and things like that on personal level.
We were trying to figure it out. I think the largest snow amount in the city this year, maybe 6 inches?
6 or 8
maybe?
Inches or something.
But you realize we just cursed it.
Right? No.
Yeah, we have. Well, that's funny because Bill Saunders from Marquette's the superintendent, was with us a few weeks ago, and he's like, we were talking about snow days and, calling
I haven't
days
really
on.
Had one yet, haven't two in a row.
It was like, yep, we've just cursed it there, so they did. But on another note, next week is the first week of the month, and an important reminder for residents in the city of Marquette and recycling.
Yeah, well, thanks for this opportunity. I'm not here next Monday, so the city for this is the fourth month now that we've had our new policy in place for recycling glass, and that is the first full week of each month, and in March it begins next Monday. We will be collecting glass. That means that when you put out your recyclables, you put only glass out.
Right.
You save your other recyclables for the week following. And I know we've had a hard time getting to people, but we're getting the message out. And actually, in this month's water billing, there'll be a reminder for everybody.
And that is that the first week of the month is glass recyclables only, and you can put those in your bin or you can put them out in the hard side case or
correct.
The containers out there, but nothing else.
Correct.
Yeah.
For recycling. Yeah. Yes. And that's where people get confused. And that's where we run into difficulty because we can't separate that, or waste management can't separate that once it gets collected. So whatever we can do at the curbside is going to make us or break us when it comes to successful glass recycling.
So in the city of Marquette, next week for your recycling, it's glass only, glass containers only, none of the other stuff that
and
you would put
in. And this week, everything but glass.
Yeah, basically everything else, correct. But you know, glass is the first week of the month. Mike Angeli with us this morning, Marquette City Manager. Again, the meeting of the commission is at 6 o'clock this evening. Thanks for your time, and we will talk with you soon.
And you're welcome, and I'm going to confess that my wife is listening, too.
So. Oh, my goodness. We're all in trouble now.
Yeah, I know.
Three
but
men,
I said good things.
Three men all just went in the studio.
I think I'm just going to shut up. If you missed any of this with Mike, we'll have it posted to our website a little bit later this morning. I should say Walt will at sunny.fm.
Upper Peninsula Health Plan manages the care of over 47,000 UP residents.